We will follow it closely, and we will also try to be as consistent as possible with our advice and our belief, and that is that we strongly urge the DRC and all the countries in the region to respect their constitutions fully, and that includes provisions on term limits, executive term limits. The way we look at it is that the constitutions should be seen in the context of lasting institutions that they establish. President Obama said it well in Africa. What Africa needs is not strong men, but strong institutions. And I have said publicly in a number of these capitals in Africa, in this region, I don't think it's a good practice to alter a constitution to benefit a person or persons who are currently in power.
President Kagame, President Kabila, President Nkurunziza, all the three of them are on their last mandate. So how will the U.S. respond to a change of constitution allowing one of them or all the three of them to stay in power?
Well, this is a hypothetical, and we would, of course, deal with it at the time. But I would simply repeat our belief that it is our experience and would be our advice to our friends in these countries, that sticking to the Constitution and not changing executive term limits for any individual is very important for the belief of the people in their country that they get to participate in deciding who gets to be their president, very important for the international reputation of these countries, that they can show they can have peaceful transition of power. And so I would hope each of the leaders involved would see how important it is to their successful legacy as leaders of their country that their constitutions be followed.